was here or not, because I can't come in the office anyways according to him. Matter of fact, he told me that I wasn't even allowed to drive your dad to Winnipeg. I says, I do what I want, because nobody tells me that I can drive you that.
Well, what he's saying is because...
It's over, and I'm going to tell you straight in your face. If I was your dad, I would have changed lawyer already last week.
Why?
Because, and I have everything on hand here and on paper, what the plans are between the two, and the both agreed with it, and I'll just go to one lawyer and say, okay, here, write that up, sign on the bottom, goodbye, everybody.
Okay, but you'd be in conflict, you know why?
I'm not.
Well, hold it. If the two talk together, Andy and Dad, that's a conflict right there.
Marlene, I'm not going to talk to you over any law business.
Okay. Well, I'm just explaining.
But if you want to know what your health is of your dad, it's good.
Okay. Can I talk to him?
No.
Why?
Doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, let him tell me he doesn't want to talk to me.
He gave me the orders to do that.
Well, let I hear from Dad that he gave you the orders not to talk to me. I'm his daughter. Why would he say, I don't want to talk to her? Does that make sense, Mike? Why wouldn't Dad want to talk to me?